morning.
Good morning, Steve. In our headlines, the Central Africa Business Forum will be launched in Yaoundé today on the theme Economic Integration and Sub-Regional Common Market, investing in local SMEs for the visibility of the SEMAC and ECAS zones. Over 1,000 participants will be in attendance. A ceremony to officially celebrate the Day of the African Child takes place this Wednesday at the Yaoundé 7th Council Esplanade under the chairmanship of the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irène Guinée. Those are the main points. The President-elect of the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly has arrived in Cameroon after his brilliant election. Mr. Philemon Nyang was reserved a hilarious reception at his Yaoundé Lakeside residence last evening by an impressive crowd, amongst them members of government from the Northwest region and other Cameroonians. The Central Africa Business Forum opens this Wednesday in Yaoundé at the Hilton Hotel under the theme Economic Integration and Sub-Regional Common Markets, investing in local SMEs for the visibility of the SEMAC and ECAS zones. The event will be launched at 9 a.m. in the presence of the president of the Business Forum, Jean-Baptiste Fouda. Over 1,000 participants will be in attendance, among them key stakeholders from the digital, agri-business and energy sectors, plus others from banking and microfinance institutions in the SEMAC and ECAS sub-regional communities. The three-day event will directly be beneficial to startups, project owners, small and medium-sized business operators, and actors of territorial decentralization who stand the chance of networking with investors from India, Austria, Tunisia, Poland, Italy, and beyond. Here now is the G-Trade 21 Special Envoy to Cameroon, Dr. Morpho Clementine Sendor, who is also the president of the Asian Chamber of Commerce for Cameroon, with highlights of what opportunities exist for participants who will be attending the Central Africa Business Forum. She spoke to staffman Sylvain Yangman.
Central Africa doesn't actually have a forum that talks on business in its entirety. And day in, day out, we have young entrepreneurs, young agronomists, young people with enterprising ideas. They come in and they always cry out that they need the right network to grow. They need the right finances. They need the right people to hold their hands and move them to the next level. And most often than not, they will fall in the wrong hands. So this forum is here to help that person who has a project which is worth scaling for sales, to have the right platform where you will connect with somebody who will clearly define your project, help you define what they call financial plan, come up with the right project that at the international level you can have the right people to be able to sponsor that project. Now, when we bring the person with the idea and the person who has the money to sponsor this project, we at our end, we follow up to see that this project goes to the latter. Because the more industries are being developed in Africa, that's how Africans are being helped to stay back home. This is a platform where you're going to bring in partners from all over the world. We have Italians coming in, we have Japanese coming in, we have Russians coming in. Within Africa, we have about 5 to 6 nations already ready to be here from the 19th to the 21st. And if you are in Cameroon and you are an entrepreneur, you are a youth, why don't you join us? Your network is your net worth.
The Minister of Public Works, Emmanuel Ngannou-Djoumessi, will today from 1 p.m. at the National Advanced School of Public Works chair a conference on the presentation of sustainable road maintenance technology using local materials. The event will unfold in the presence of some public works experts from Cameroon and South Africa, as well as students of the National Advanced School of Public Works led by their Director General, Professor George Elambu King. Members of the Steering Committee of the Coordination of National Policies to Combat Money Laundering in Cameroon and the Financing of Terrorism meet in their first session in Yaoundé today. The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irène Guinée, will this Wednesday at the Esplanade of the Yaoundé 7th Council preside over the official ceremony to mark the 2024 edition of the Day of the African Child in Cameroon. The event, scheduled to begin at 9 a.m., is in alignment with activities programmed to observe the month of the Cameroonian child by the Ministry of Social Affairs. Meanwhile, the possibility of educating children in some conflict-stricken zones zones of the country has been pulled under line by the activities of separatist terrorists. This is the case of the southwest region, as we hear in this report by Ombo Suzy Monjowa.
The southwest region for over half a decade has been subjected to actions that have impeded the education of many children. The crisis in the region has caused a lot of them to drop out of school and several others displaced. The slogan for this year's celebration of the Day of the African Child, which stresses on the need for education for all, according to social experts in the region, comes to supplement ongoing efforts by the government and civil society organizations to expand access to education, particularly for the vulnerable. Evenya Isuka is the chief of service in charge of child protection at the Southwest Regional Delegation of Social Affairs.
Social Affairs, for instance, has a scheme with that of secondary education that permits children living with disabilities and children born of parents who are living with disabilities to attend public schools free of charge, right up to university levels. It's a policy and everybody has to respect it. Other measures have been taken to meet their educational needs.
The different actors have made some progress in ensuring that the displaced and other vulnerable children stay in school. However, the process, they say, still requires concerted efforts towards achieving widespread access to education. Humbo Suzy Monjowa, CRTV News, Boya.
Elsewhere, a delegation from the Office of Educational and Cultural Programs of the United States Department of State will be accorded an audience in Yaoundé by the Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidung Pat. They will be received at the Conviviality Hall of that ministry at 9:30 a.m. The 6th edition of the Cameroon Student Ingenuity and Talent Contest continues in Douala today under the theme Build Synergy Between the Business World, University Innovation and Student Entrepreneurship to Foster a Corporate University. It has brought together Cameroonian students and young graduates and entrepreneurs from across the country. Here is the message of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Pham Dongo, in which he says the activity is vital in the training of a new breed of Cameroonian university students. Take a listen.
What the head of state wants for the university new look is creation of enterprises by the universities, because the universities must promote learning, research and also growth development of our dear and beloved country, Cameroon. It is a very fundamental goal for our country. And we know that students are very clever and they have a lot of imagination. And the head of state wants that the students must create enterprises. We are here to see with the leaders of enterprises in our dear and beloved country, the Minister of Finance and the other minister, how they can help the students who are creating enterprises so that they can be the enterprises which are very performant. It is the mission I have here in Douala, and I call all the rectors of the vice chancellors of state and private universities to take the choice. The future is not only learning, teaching, but also creation of new enterprises.
You were listening there to Minister Jacques Pham Dongo. Today, June 19, is World Sickle Cell Awareness Day. The day was set aside to educate members of the public on sickle cell disease, the challenges experienced by patients, and the role of families in giving care to sickle cell patients. On the occasion, Le Centre Pasteur du Cameroun is today organizing a series of sensitization activities at the Esplanade of their agency in Yaoundé from 3:30 p.m. In the following report, Rosalind Fossau tells us about some of the causes of the disease and much more.
It is a genetic condition which can be explained scientifically, whereas the ignorance of some people make them look at sickle cell as a mystical challenge. Dr. Digmo Lawrence is Assistant General Manager of a clinic in Douala.
It's a genetic disease that is transmitted in a sense that if you have a couple where one is completely free of illness and another has the illness, one out of four children will come out with sickle cell. Then three out of those four children will carry the gene for sickle cell.
Moreover, the coughs are clear and can be avoided. Dr. Claire O. Hong Kong is head nurse at the Sickle Cell Center of the Lakentene Hospital, while Dr. Digmu Lawrence is assistant general manager of a clinic in Douala.
It's the parents that give it to their child, because if they have done their own tests, they will know that they don't have to be together.
One of the tests you should do is to check out for the sickle cell gene.
In private hospitals, just like at the Center for Sickle Cell Patients of the Lakentene Hospital, the prevalence rate indicates that most needs to be done in terms of sensitization.
In a month, the frequency of admission, we have about 15 patients.
Sensitization, which continues at the Lakentene Hospital through a free screening campaign to mark this year's edition of the World Sickle Cell Day to be observed this June 19. Roslyn Forsa, CRTV News, Douala.
And now in news out of the country, Russian President Vladimir Putin is holding talks with North Korean President Kim Jong-un in Pyongyang. According to media reports, Putin announces new fundamental document that will form basis of ties between Moscow and Pyongyang, especially in the areas of trade and security. Putin has invited Kim Jong-un to Moscow. The North Korean leader last visited Russia in September 2023 at the Vostochny Cosmodrome in Russia's Far East region. And that's the end of the 6:30 a.m. news broadcast.